If you're having problems getting pregnant, there are plenty of simple, natural things you can do to improve your chances, long before you need to resort to expensive IVF. Nim Barnes is from Foresight, the Association for the Promotion of Preconceptual Care.
Well, there's a lot of different sources of problems, but the real problem is that they're not quite well enough to have a baby. Either the, in the chap's case, the sperm are a bit inferior because of he hasn't eaten quite enough of good stuff, or he's drunk too much alcohol, or smoked too much, or smoked cannabis, or one of these reasons. There can be a number of different things, a whole lot of different things, and so we try and tell people what it is that's needed to put it right. And with the woman, it's much the same. She's not quite well enough for a pregnancy usually. That's what stops ovulation. It isn't age until people are about 43, 44. They're always being told at about 37 or 38 you've left it too late, you know, your FSH is too high and so on. No, if you get them well, 100% well, then they will ovulate and there will be a baby.
But it seems like some people lead really unhealthy lifestyles, junk food, alcohol, smoking, whatever, and they get pregnant, no problem.
Probably because their mother gave them a very good banking up before they started all that. You know, when they were in the womb, they were very well fortified and they've had very good food up until they started going amok as teenagers or something. On the whole, they don't have very healthy babies, and on the whole, they have a lot of health problems with their babies if they've been doing all that. I think it's a myth that you get healthy babies out of very unhealthy people.
And are there other things that can also affect it other than just your own health is not quite up to standard?
Well, there's a lot of environmental things that are causing this. There's food additives, there's pesticides, and there's the contraceptive pill, which may have stopped ovulation completely, and then it's quite difficult to get it going again. People have allergies due usually to vaccines they've had before, and people have intestinal parasites. And then there's electromagnetic pollution, like getting the Wi-Fi from next door, for example, if your bedroom is next door where there's a computer that's left on all night and that's leaving out the electromagnetic pollution. And that comes to a certain extent from mobile phone masts and things. So there's a whole lot of different things that we just go through everything with everybody and we try to get everything right as far as we can.
And in terms of doing all of that then, I mean, are you likely, is it 100% success rate or how does it work?
It's 78.4, which is a lot better than the conventional ways, which are usually about 20-something percent. So we get about three times as many babies. Well, a lot of the people who don't have babies don't actually do it. You know, they say to me things like, oh, you're taking money off us, it's too expensive, and this sort of thing. Well, it isn't actually nearly as expensive as IVF, but yes, we do have to have a little bit of money because we do have to run. You know, they maybe give up after a few weeks or just don't do it, or, you know, my doctor says it's all a load of nonsense, or my mum says she never had to do anything like that before she had us, and all that sort of thing. So, you know, we get a lot of people who fall out early and don't continue with the programme. I mean, sometimes it does take about 8 months to a year to get people really healthy. With any luck, somewhere between 4 and 6 months is the usual. But, you know, people vary enormously.
Is it actually that difficult? Because it sounds like these people are thinking this is quite a difficult process.
It's not difficult. No, it's not difficult at all. Getting your diet right, sometimes growing your own food. There's a big fashion now, I think, because of Gardener's World and things, for people to grow their own veg and their own fruit. And this is lovely because then you get it really fresh. It tastes so different. You go out and pick strawberries and eat them in the garden, you know, things like that. They've got to get that right. Yes, usually a battle with the husband. My husband won't give up his beer. No way, no way. It's no good asking him to do that. I've heard that about a million times in the course of the last 30 years. But in fact, if he does, the sperm are just that little bit healthier and that little bit more active. And this can make the whole difference between success and failure. So it's not asking him to do it for very long, just for a few months, just to get, you know, some really healthy ones. And then after that, once she's pregnant, he can go back to his beer. So this isn't a big problem. We do have hair analysis, and we give them like vitamins and minerals that they need, anything that they're missing that the baby would need to make himself, you know, fully furbished, as it were. We give them their supplements to furbish them up, and then that usually means they ovulate. Very often they come to us and they're not ovulating. Reflexology is a great help too. We work with reflexologists, with nutritional therapists, with homeopaths. You know, generally, we can find out what it is that's wrong and put it right.
That's Nim Barnes from Foresight, the Association for the Promotion of Preconceptual Care.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.